First impression? Decent lather. An aroma part frosty julep, part Vicks inhaler. Slippy where needed, yet grippy where required. It rinses off quick, leaving no scummy afterglop. Encouraging. Well, I continued to try it over the next few days, and an amazing transformation took place. Now, I am a person of color. It's true, a specific color one might describe as putty. Sometimes, given certain conditions, overexertion, rage, oopsie, hubba hubba, my face can take on a roseate tinge. So let's go with a ruddy putty. But all whimsy aside, get this. I felt whiter. I looked whiter. And I behaved more whitely, with an enhanced white essence to my manner, my mien. Sure, my skin, my alabaster dermis gleamed, but also my affect, my outlook, my very gestures somehow whitened. I was white with delight, and so exciting was this whiting, I decided to investigate this product, or in the white argot, to have a little look-see. As it turned out, Dr. Bronner's soap has been around for many, many years, immensely popular with generations of white people like myself. It remains the preferred soap of a certain class of white people. It's like a lawn sign for your shower. With Dr. Bronner's, you can't help but live, laugh, and love. Hate has no home in a house stocked with Dr. Bronner's, and neither does grease nor grime. Now, I'm not being paid to endorse this soap. My testimony is strictly non-profit. Hey, how white can you get, right? Now, sure, I'm known as the voice of Del Barton, and damn proud of it. But here, now, I feel it's this man's burden to urge all of you listeners of the white persuasion to give Dr. Bronner's a try. And it's my great hope you'll do just that. Because for quality and sheer whitening power, no soap can challenge Dr. Bronner's supremacy. And with that, I'll be on my great white way. I've been meaning to conduct a small experiment with my Bronner's and my Brondell. Wish me luck. I am Gus Bodenheim.
Another classic monologue from Gus Bodenheim.
I think that might be my favorite yet. I was laughing a lot. Out loud. LOLing, if you will.
And yet it's all true.
All real.
Yes.
What a guy. So talented.
That's
the self-portrait.
One of the monologues contained on A Child's Garden of Gus, which is yours if you pledge $75 or more to this program, which ends in 4 minutes. 1-800-989-9368. That's 1-800-989-WFMU, or you can pledge online at WFMU.org. We will also be drawing for the Malatu Astatki CD from Strut, or sorry, LP.
Double LP. Don't sell yourself short there.
And we've got the three books, the three Maxwell Bodenheim reprints from Tough Poets Press. One lucky listener who pledged $100 or more during this program will win that three. It's not a trilogy. It's just three books by Maxwell Bodenheim.
Once again, no relation to the Max that is speaking right now.
Who is having a birthday today?
It's true. It's my birthday.
Some more people to thank?
More people to thank. All right. We have Eric from Montclair, New Jersey. Thank you very much. We have Bradley from Cranford, New York. We have Matthew from Springfield, Virginia. And if I may announce the winner of the
books?
No, the Mulatu Astatki.
Sure, go.
That is Stephen from Lincoln, Vermont. Congratulations, you have won the double LP. Yeah, let's clap it up. All right, very exciting. And after that, can I announce it? The winner of the grand prize?
We could wait a minute.
Let's chat. Let's talk. We've had great times.
Yeah.
The past
Max,
3 hours.
Max, it's been wonderful.
Thank you. It's been wonderful.
Here for your premiere, your debut.
My debut. I'm a debutante.
During a WFMU fundraising marathon 2025, the youngest staffer and the geezer.
I don't think of you that way, Erwin.
Thank you. Happy birthday to you. Thanks to all the volunteers.
Yeah, thank you very, very much.
Got their list.
There's a list here, but I think that some of them are not on this list.
Hoboken Jack is still here.
And we have Jack, Steve, Oh, wait, that's Hoboken Jack. I read it twice. Steve and David, and I'm sure that there are other people in the room. My dad is in the room. Thank
hey
you,
there.
Dad. Yay.
Mr. Hoyt.
All right.
Well, anyway, so yeah, who wins
who
the
wins?
Maxwell Bodenheim reprints?
Mark C. from Cullowhee, North Carolina.
Books are coming your way.
Books are coming your way. Congratulations for winning the grand prize.
Thanks to everybody who pledged. Thanks to the phone room volunteers. And especially thanks to you, Max.
Oh, thank you, Erwin.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
I hope you
will. You sure you won't sing?
Sing?
Happy birthday.
No.
You sure? You sure? It's an important birthday.
Birthday.
That's a little too quiet for me, but all right, I'll take it.
I hummed it. Okay.
Not singing.
You are invited to stay tuned for a 7-second delay with Ken and Andy. And you can do the station ID.
I can? Let's see. I don't think I have it
oh, you
in
don't
front
have
of
it?
Me. Oh, wait, I totally do. Or maybe I have it memorized at this point. You are listening to WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, and in Rockland County at New York City at 91.9 FM and streaming online at WFMU.org.
Stay tuned for 7-second delay. Welcome to 7-Second Delay Fundraising Marathon Week 2, and phoning it in once again is the host of the show, Andy Breckman Man. Welcome, Andy.
Thanks, Kenny. Kenny, why do you tell people I'm phoning it in? We could have just not mentioned that, then they wouldn't know.
I was just kidding. You're not phoning it in. You're sitting right next to me.
No, I wish I was, buddy. I'd give you a big old kiss right on the cupola.
Well, how are things going up there in Toronto with your new TV show? I hear it's gotten green lighted.
No, it's just a pilot.
Ah, but you were saying that everything's looking good for the green light.
Well, people are cautiously optimistic, but it's still 100 miles from a green light.
So the network people are giving you the thumbs up?
The network people are nodding. But it's a non-committal sort of a networky executive nod.
Uh-huh.
But we'll know soon. We'll know in, thank you for your interest. We'll know in April.
That's right around the corner.
If we have a series.
Right around the corner.
It is. Yeah. It is. I'm excited. I'm actually, I'd love to have this thing move forward.
Yeah.
Just to impress you. Just to finally get a little respect around WFMU.
I would be so impressed to know that my friend Andy has a whole new CBS television show that he's making in his golden years.
It is something. Yeah. This is the age I should be sitting by the pool and reading graphic novels.
It's like you'd be the Diane Rehm of CBS television.
Shut up.
I didn't think you would get that reference.
I don't know that reference. I just assume it's some kind of insult.
Okay. Yes, it was. No, you called that right.
Wait, hold on. I'm Googling Diane Rehm.
You won't be able to spell it right. Thank you to everybody who pledged last week to soak Andy Breckman. It was a record-breaking soap, I believe.
You can all go to hell. I don't understand it. I don't know why you resent someone who's has a job, has a little success in his life.
But tonight we're on to a new venture. We're trying to paint a mural of Andy in his bathing suit.
And you.
Well, right now, as it stands, we are about $270 away from having a mural, a fairly large mural on the side of WFMU's building, which you can see if you go to the playlist page today at WFMU.org, click on playlist and comments. And
That's right. WFMU. I'm sorry. I interrupted you, Ken.
No, that's okay. WFMU.org, and then you just click on playlist and comment.
I went WFMU. Right. I'm sorry. I interrupted you again. Sorry.
What are you doing?
I'm sorry.
What
I can't.
The hell
I'm so
are
excited.
You doing? Yeah.
WFMU, you go to the playlist page, and then you go to 7 second delay, right?
No, you just go to playlist and comments. You go to WFMU.
Playlist and comments.
I'm going to just turn off. I'm going to turn you off.
Go ahead. I dare you.
Dare taken. You go to WFMU.org and you click on playlist and comments. Andy probably doesn't even realize that I've turned him down. He wouldn't know. Oh, he's gone silent. Weird.
No. Go ahead. Oh. I'm keen to learn. And then what do you find on that page?
You will see my daughter Daisy's artist rendition of Andy sitting on beautiful Belmar Beach in New Jersey, in a chaise lounge, looking stupefied at something he's just read on his phone. If we raise another mere $270, this will become reality.
Okay, we should explain. I don't think you've laid the groundwork here.
$252 away, yes. Why don't you explain the rest?
Okay, WFMU, I say we, I'm part of the family. I'm an estranged cousin. Owns a building in Jersey City, right, on the main thoroughfare.
Not far from
Exchange Place. It's a busy, well-traveled street right next to the post office, for God's sake, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I can explain it better.
Yes, go ahead. You own this building,
and the side of the building. And if we can do this, there's a Dunkin' Donuts right around the corner. If we can do this, my friends, then the directions to get to the Dunkin' Donuts will go like this. Oh, just go down Montgomery and turn right after the fat, balding Jew. There you are. Do you understand? That's all we got to do.
That's pretty fantastic.
Yeah.
Okay, so
we're
$202
away.
There's a big brick wall on the side of the building, a giant brick wall. And Ken's very talented, also very delightful daughter, Daisy, has offered to paint a mural of me and Ken on the beach. I am in a small little bikini bottom. What are they called?
A mankini. Yep.
I'm sitting on some kind of lounge chair, beach chair.
Yeah.
I look ridiculous, but I am recognizable. That's the hardest part.
Yeah.
But right now there's no mural. We need $250 for the mural to exist.
$202 away now. And Brian and Marquetta from Jersey City, and they pledged enough to propose an idea. And here's their idea. Yeah, so if you pledge $50 or more, you get to put an idea on the menu. But then three more listeners have to second your idea with an additional pledge of $50. But here's Brian and Marquetta's idea. The Beach Boys are also wearing mankinis, walking by and staring at Andy.
That would be amazing.
It's a good one.
I can't, you know, not every artist could pull it off, but Daisy Friedman could pull that off. I'd love to have the Beach Boys in my mural. What I want most is Ken Friedman in my mural.
Oh, well, that's going to cost you.
I know, we have to get to $6,000.
Yeah.
We have a long way to go.
Hey, Mike from the Bat Ranch says, I love your show, Freeform Forever. Thank you, Mike. Thank you, Ava.
What's that supposed to mean?
These are people who have pledged, you know, for 7 second delay.
What's this Freeform stuff he's talking about?
Vivek in Ontario, Canada says, love the show. These are
what number should they call, Kenny?
Oh, they should call 800-989-9368. Thanks for the reminder, Andy. Or they can also pledge at WFMU.org.
800-989-9368. Hey, everyone that pledges $75 or more gets our marathon gift, which is a very special marathon gift this year, isn't it?
Boy, is it ever. Is it ever.
I can't quite remember what it is.
It's a bespoke, personalized,
yes,
7 second delay T-shirt. It says, "We hope you get the help you need," and we're going to be a picture
of me on it, a picture of you on it. I will sign each one. You will sign each T-shirt,
right?
And
we're going to actually draw you. We're going to email everybody who asks for that T-shirt after the marathon's over. And you get to describe yourself. And then Andy's an incredible artist. I don't know if you've seen the cover art
CDs. I'm no Daisy Friedman. But when I say I'll draw you, I mean it'll be a stick figure. Very simple. But your name will be under it. We'll put your name under it. And you'll have a personalized WFMU T-shirt. The first ever. The first of its kind.
One man's stick figure is another man's Michelangelo. Andy's being way too modest. Thank you to Kyle in Rockaway, New Jersey, currently sinking under the ground. And Christopher in Japan says, Ken, Andy, you are my heroes. Thank you, everybody.
I wish you lived closer, Christopher. I'd give you a big hug. 800-989-9368. Do we have the mural? Does it exist yet?
No, we are not even at $4,000 yet. We're $202
away. Maybe I'll dodge this bullet.
$202 away from this mural becoming a reality. 800-989-9368. WFMU.org is the web address.
I could do without myself on Montgomery Street in a bikini.
Yeah.
On a beach. I could do with it next to the Dunkin' Donuts.
Sometimes people are looking for Milano's Deli. The deli right next to WFMU. And the directions that Jersey City residents will give to one another will be like, oh, just go down Montgomery Street. It's right after the Fat Balding Jew. You can't get better than that.
It'll be like that billboard in the Great Gatsby that caused the big accident in the final chapter.
Oh, I missed that. Oh God, I never finished the Great Gatsby. What happens?
Well, I'm not going to tell you. Although I'm writing a book that I think will even be better than the Great Gatsby. My book is called The Greater Gatsby.
Oh my God, The Greater Gatsby.
My Gatsby will be like 7 feet tall. And we'll have an enormous schlong.
Oh, no, that's a Greater Gatsby.
Oh, and he can fly.
So it's going to be kind of like a porno sci-fi thing?
I just want to have Scott Fitzgerald to say from his grave, now that's, I've been beaten. You win. You win, Andy. That's my impression of the ghost of F. Scott Fitzgerald.
Farmer Tom kicking in a couple of bucks to make this mural a reality. Thank you, Farmer Tom. Mural time for the help you need, says he.
And, well, we have a long way to go. Right now, there's no mural. Maybe I'll dodge this bullet. Maybe there'll be no mural of
Andy. Ty from San Diego says, I missed the soaking, but I'm here for the painting. Thank you, Ty. And I would love to see that total go up. I would love to see us get over $4,000. and know
anybody that, anybody that wants to check out what a rendering, a crude, rough artist rendering of the mural, at least the beginning of our mural, can go to the website.
Yes, they can.
On the World Wide Web.
It's at WFMU.org, and just go to playlist and comments. 800-989-9368 is the phone number. WFMU.org is the web address. And I am perplexed as to why we are stuck at 3968 with all these pledges coming in. But thank you to Jason in the UK. He's kicking in. We have done it! The mural is a reality! Yes, we are over $4,000. Yes, Pony, that's right. And Michelle with one L is with us. Hi, Michelle.
Oh, hey, Michelle.
Hey.
Michelle is keeping track of any of the listener nominations for...
Okay, anyone that pledges $50 or more can suggest a... I would love to suggest one. I'll throw in $50 right now, Michelle.
For what?
And maybe... it'll be a red...
Oh, now the phones are ringing.
I'd like for Daisy to add to the mural. We're looking for additions to the mural.
Right.
I would like Daisy to add Ken next to me. Right? And Ken would be wearing a red MAGA hat. And he would be in blackface.
No, that's not happening. That is not happening.
Ken, it's just a MAGA hat.
It's... that is not happening.
Huh?
The MAGA hat is okay. The blackface is not okay.
I just want to say I'm adding the mural suggestions to your 7-second delay comments page.
Okay, so okay. I just need someone... I need three people to second my motion. Ken in a MAGA hat and Ken in blackface.
No. That's not... I get to veto these, and that's not happening.
You get to veto them?
Yes, I get to veto them.
Can I veto anything?
No. Of course not. You're not even here.
Hey, Michelle, can I tell you something? Three guys, independent of each other, completely unsolicited, said that you look really hot today.
Cool.
Where is that? Up in Toronto, Andy?
No. I've been calling the station, and three guys have volunteered that.
What a nice compliment. Can I help you get anything done today here?
Yeah, we got to get Ken in a MAGA hat.
We're $324 away right now from the mural growing to 6 feet by 12 feet.
I want Ken in a MAGA hat urinating.
No, nope, that's not happening. Andy, this is the building that we all work in.
Yes.
You come here once a week and then you're out of here. We have to live with whatever goes in that mural. There's no urination. There's no blackface.
Okay. Ken in a MAGA hat poking at a dead dog with a stick.
Fine.
Done.
Fine? Oh, my God.
And make out a pledge card for
$50. But Michelle, nobody... The dog could be asleep, as far as you know. It'll look like it's just sleeping.
But you and I
and our listeners will know that.
Tell me one more time what you want it to be.
Dog ain't getting up.
It's me in a MAGA hat poking a dead dog with a stick next to Andy. And make out a pledge card for $50 for Andy Breckman from Madison, New Jersey.
Okay, I'll pay my $50. So I need three listeners. Oh, my God, three, please. I'm not asking too much. I ask for nothing. I have so little. Three listeners to pledge $50 and just say, I second Andy's motion.
Right. And that'll be the third nomination. The first suggestion by Brian is the Beach Boys wearing mankinis, walking by and staring at Andy. And then,
okay, but we'd rather have Ken in a MAGA hat. Am I right, Michelle?
And then Brian, his idea is the Beach Boys storming the beach off of a D-Day landing craft while Andy sits in the chaise lounge, oblivious to them. Mike Love is face down in the water.
Oh, wait, I'm sorry. Can I add to my Ken? And Ken has a heroin needle. Ken is injecting himself with heroin.
No, that's no good.
Why?
Because this is on the side of WFMU's building, and it can't be, you know... The word can't be that this is you know.
No. It's an anti-drug message.
Oh, I see. It's one of
don't
those.
Don't do drugs. Yeah. Your T-shirt says don't do drugs.
Right. It's one of those.
Just say no. Your T-shirt says just say no, but you're injecting yourself.
We have.
You hypocrite.
It's too late,
you
Andy.
You hypocrite. How can you command any authority at all? You hypocrite.
Your suggestion
just
is
say
up
no.
there, buddy. Your suggestion is up me in a MAGA hat poking a dog with a stick. A perfectly healthy dog that's taking a nap, by the way.
And a t-shirt that says just say no while you mainline some heroin.
Too late. That didn't make it in there. You have to pledge
another. Go to hell.
You have to pledge another $50.
We're getting close.
All right, we're getting there. The mural is going to reach full size, the size that it is portrayed at.
Oh, we are no. only 70. Oh, that's right. Right now, the mural is at this tier only 4 by 6 feet.
Yeah, we're at $74, and the pledges are coming in, Andy. Julia, first time pledger. Oh, man. And get
what
this,
was she
Andy.
Thinking? Julia, don't you have anything better to do with your hard earned money?
Julia from New York City says that she enjoys both you and me, and that we remind her of the boys that she went to high school with. Aww.
That's the highest praise a man can receive.
Ken from Hyde Park has a poster suggestion. It says that Andy is wearing a Save the Whales tattoo. And he pledged $50.
I need people
to
pledge.
Oh,
that came in online.
Oh.
All you have to do is say, pledge $50. That'll cost you what? Nothing. That'll cost you less than $40. Okay. Pledge $50 and then say, I second Andy's motion.
Oh, we are over $4,500. So the mural has grown to full size. It's the size as portrayed in the picture on the playlist page. You can
see it.
That's
10 feet by 20 feet.
You can see it by going to WFMU.org and clicking on playlist and comments. Michael from Highland Lakes pledged $50 for an idea, Michelle, and it says he wants Andy holding a sign that says, Sing Like a Man, Neil.
Yeah, I put that one in.
Okay.
I think I've got this now.
Sing Like a Man. That's my sign to Neil Young.
And Don from Missouri is pledging for Dr. Jeff on Sheena's Jungle Room stream. Thank you for this.
Okay.
And Purani from Washington, D.C., a very generous pledge. Thank you, Purani.
Has anyone said I second Andy's motion?
No.
One person.
Okay, I need two more.
Support Speech Boys. It's okay if Ken kicks a dead dog, but not Lola or Sammy.
Right.
Oh, my God, your wife.
Fine.
Oh, my wife, Hank. Thank you, Hank.
I miss you,
Hank.
I will agree to that. Ken will be kicking his wife, Hank.
No.
I agree to those terms.
I'm poking a sleeping dog.
Oh, I did.
All right, so that's got one vote.
Said.
How many votes does it need?
It needs three more votes.
No. It needs two more.
Two more votes, right. Two more votes.
Two more votes. Come on. Ken on the poster.
And we want to thank Andy Breckman from Madison, New Jersey.
What's
this address here?
Okay. Listen, I need to have Ken's name on the poster and his cell phone number.
No.
Okay. Yes.
My name maybe. Your name.
While people are eating at the Dunkin' Donuts,
your name is already on the menu, and your name as it's going to appear, it's going to say King of the Zingers, Andy Breckman. At $5,500, that's what it's
going to
say.
You mean that's going to be on the post, on the mural?
Yeah, if we hit $5,500.
Oh, my God. We got to get your name on there, Ken.
Well, good luck with that. It was on there, but you made me take it off.
And here's how I wanted to read. I wanted to read Ken, and then in quotes, All Lives Matter, unquote, Friedman.
No, not saying that.
That's your nickname, All Lives Matter.
No, nobody's ever called me that.
Not to your face.
No. Are you telling me people call me that behind my back? I don't believe you.
Well, if I had anything to say about it, if I came to any of those staff meetings, they would.
You came to a staff meeting last year. You loved it.
You did love it.
As I recall. You couldn't believe how great the staff meeting was.
I don't remember any of this. Was that on that little boat, that little ferry boat that went around the
harbor? That was the booze cruise last summer.
That was a giant boat.
800-989-9368. We are over $4,500. You know, if we hit $5,000, the mural gets ginormous. So we're hoping to get to that point.
Oh, it gets even bigger?
It gets even bigger than how it appears.
Oh, my God. I don't
rendering.
Need that. Believe me, I don't need that in my life.
And then we really need to get Andy Breckman's name on it. King of the Zingers, Andy Breckman.
That would be forever.
forever, everybody in Jersey City would think about that as the king of the zingers, Andy Breckman. Who the hell is that poster, that the fat, balding Jew poster? What the hell is that all about?
I hope nobody tortures your building at 4 a.m. someday soon.
Torches?
Yeah, I hope they don't set fire to it. That's what I pray.
Why would you say such a thing?
I don't know. I don't know. I hope it doesn't happen. That's all I'm saying. I'm on your side.
You don't want it to happen. Yeah, you don't.
I don't want it to happen. Yeah. It would be terrible, even though I know there's no security at all between 3 and 4 a.m.
We have plenty of security from 3 to 4 a.m. There's a DJ on the air. We have an alarm system. We have cameras up the wazoo.
One DJ. Remember, that's all we'd lose. One DJ.
I have infrared cameras front and back. All over the damn place.
I have a riddle this week.
The new riddle? Yeah, tell me the new riddle.
I think you'll dig this. I think you'll dig it the most.
Oh, and this is for people who pledge any amount.
Anyone that pledges anything. And this is also for people who have considered pledging, but then at the last minute changed their mind. It's for everyone.
Okay, go ahead.
We have another vote for the MAGA hat.
Yes! Oh, God, that would be great. All we need is two.
The phone room now,
all we need is one more. Wait, and I'd love to talk to Daisy and just tell her how grateful I am.
One more vote, let me get the phone.
I want to talk to the artist, Ken's daughter.
And then we have to put, that's the $6,000 level for the MAGA hat, if we get one more vote.
So
here's the riddle,
800-989-9368. Here's the riddle today. What's the difference between a dead chicken in the road and a dead WFMU DJ in the road?
What is it? What's the difference?
Well, I'll tell you at the end of the hour if we hit our number.
But can't people calling in get that?
What do you mean get it? What does that mean?
Get the punchline? Get the punchline.
No.
Of
course. Well, I can't give them the punchline because I'm not talking to
them. Oh, I see, because you forgot to give me the punchline ahead of time.
I should have done that.
Yeah, I see. Okay.
My bad. My bad. I was out there working, earning a living.
Jeff from Nutley, go to hell. He voted with a pledge of $50 to get Ken in a MAGA hat.
Yes, that's it. We're in the MAGA hat.
No, that's the one that Michelle mentioned. There still needs one more.
No, that's not true. We have me plus three.
No, you have you plus two.
Oh, come on, Ken.
Did you see the idea from Tim K?
Yes, here we go. Tim K from Seattle says, go to hell, Breckman. Mural idea. Ken and Andy, each in a lounge, a chaise lounge, holding hands, both with, I can't read the rest, but it turns into a porno. Pizza delivery man porno very quickly.
Hey, Ken.
Yeah, it'll answer the question, why isn't traffic on Montgomery Street moving at all? Why is there so much, why is there always a traffic jam on Montgomery Street?
Either that or how come nobody drives down Montgomery Street anymore?
Ken, your son has turned against you.
No!
Yeah, yes! Did he vote for me?
Harry!
Harry!
What did he vote?
Harry, I love you.
He voted for...
I've always liked that kid. There's
Ken
always been
kicking
something
and
about
or
that
eating
kid.
A dead dog.
In a MAGA hat. Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
So
you can add that to the $6,000 level, Michelle.
Okay, I will right now.
Oh, my God. I'm involved. Now I'm fully invested.
Instead of kissing Andy on the head, I'm standing next to Andy wearing a MAGA hat, poking a dead dog.
With a stick.
Or a sleeping dog.
With a stick.
It might be a sleeping dog.
Harry and I insist on the stick.
Yes, with a stick. Yeah, piece of driftwood. Anna in Brooklyn, thank you very much. Steven in Winnipeg says, I hope your mural gets the help it needs.
Okay.
I'm sorry, so that's instead of...
Yeah, which... instead of kissing him on the head at the $6,000 level.
Okay.
800-989-9368. We now have a giant mural going up on Montgomery Street. It's Andy, and hopefully it'll be Ken next to me wearing a MAGA hat, poking a dead dog with a stick.
And we are $267 away from the mural going full size.
10 by 20.
10 by 20 feet. That's the ginormous size. That's bigger than how it's portrayed.
Okay, excellent.
800-989-9368 is the phone number. WFMU.org is the web address. And if you pledge, then you're allowed to hear the punchline to this riddle at the end of the show. Go ahead, Andy.
What's the difference between a dead chicken in the road and a dead FMU DJ in the road? And $75 gets you the first ever personalized WFMU t-shirt. We will, Ken and I will sign it with a waterproof Sharpie, and we'll draw you, and your name will be on it. It's something you won't want to show anyone else in public, but you can use it to
I think it's going to be more wearable in public than any of the rest of our 7 second delay t-shirts.
Yeah. Well, people will know your name. It'll be a way for people to lure you into their van more easily.
And it'll have a picture of you on the t-shirt so that if they can't look you in the eye, they can look at your t-shirt and see what you look like. Because Andy is drawing a near photographic rendering.
We are getting very close to 5,000.
It'll be a stick figure. 800-989-9368. Hey, I'd love to say hello and thank you to Daisy. Get her on the phone for me.
Okay,
buddy.
I wanted to thank Zachary and Ann in West Lafayette, Indiana.
Thanks, guys.
Hey, they
voted. It means the world to us.
They voted for me in a MAGA hat, Andy.
Yes. Yes. Okay, wait. I'm going to add. Let's add some more stuff for Ken to do. We're not done with you, Ken.
My son, Harry, in Madison, he also wanted the MAGA hat. Ken in the hat.
Yes.
Kicking
yes.
Or poking a sleeping dog.
Yes.
Greg, Triple G on the Accu Playlist, making a contribution to the Pledge Page Fund for next year. He's pledging early for next year's soaking, I think is what he's saying.
Oh, my God.
And
it
Gregory,
never ends.
Gregory in Brooklyn says, I want Andy to go to hell, but I really want Ken in that MAGA hat. Okay.
Yes.
You got
yes.
it.
Yes.
All right. Well, we got the MAGA hat. So keep
going. Yes. We got the MAGA hat, and we are now $114 away from the ginormous size mural. The mural is now going to grow to, 10 by 20 feet, even larger than the way it's portrayed in the picture. There'll be more stuff that you can fit in the in it. WFMU.org is the web address, and the phone number here during the 2025 fundraising marathon is 800-989-9368. And whoops.
Lots of people want to see you in that MAGA hat. That's for damn sure.
But dial.
That makes my day. I'm so happy. And then I would also like to ask, can somebody else nominate Ken Friedman's name underneath his image?
Okay, you wanted to talk to Daisy. We're calling her right
now.
Oh,
yeah, with the quote, all lives matter.
Daisy is the muralist who is painting this ginormous picture of Andy on the beach.
Hey, Daisy.
She's not there yet, Andy. Yeah.
Okay.
Do you hear? You hear the phone ringing?
Yes.
Yeah. So when she answers, when she says something like "Hello,"
you taught your children how to pick up a phone.
Yeah.
Good for you, Ken. Good parenting.
Yeah. Your call has been forwarded.
Obviously, nobody ever taught you how phones work.
But wait, how come she's not picking?
Andy saying to a ringing phone, "Hello, hi, Daisy." Hi, Daisy.
Wait a minute. How come she's not picking up?
I don't know. Maybe she's not. Is it possible she's not listening to the program?
She's not interested at all. Wait a minute. Then let's text her. Tell her to pick up.
We need to get some pledges in here. We need to make this mural giant, and then we need to get a little further so we can get Ken in a MAGA hat poking a dead dog with a stick. 800-989-9368 or WFMU.org/pledge. Let's get these monsters on a big wall. Come on, friends.
Yeah, $114 away from the ginormous size mural, 800-989-9368. WFMU.org is the web address. This will be on the mural is going to be facing the parking lot of the United States Postal Service. So, you know, Daisy just texted me back.
What did she say?
Too
she
busy.
Said,
sorry.
She said, try again. I didn't know why it wasn't going through.
Okay. There you go. Try again.
Doing it. Hang on a second. Give me a second. WFMU.org is the web address. And, Daisy. Okay.
Oh, jeez. Phones are ringing
listen,
here.
I'd like to nominate
Hang
Ken.
On, Daisy.
I'd like to nominate Ken holding a sign with his free hand.
Well, this is another $50 pledge on your part.
Okay, fine. Another $50 pledge. Ken holding a sign with a free hand, and the sign says, postal workers.
No.
Stuck.
No.
Why?
No can do.
Why?
Daisy, are you there? No, okay. How come I'm not getting on studio? Okay.
Have her call the show.
Oh, Daisy, give us a call at, 201-536-9368. Now you're thinking, Andy.
Now I'm thinking, Lincoln.
201-536-9368. Christine in Wisconsin says, go to hell, Andy. Hi, Ken. WFMU gives me the help I need. Love, love, love WFMU. Thank you, Christine. And sorry, Ruth, that was a butt dial. Sorry to everybody. I just butt dialed like 12 people at once. My apologies. Sometimes my butt has ideas that I would veto if I knew about them in advance. 800-989-9368.
How about this?
Here's Daisy. Daisy's calling now.
Okay.
Here you go. Hi, Daisy. You're on the air.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. Thanks so much for painting this mural of Andy.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Well, Daisy, as you know, I've been a fan of yours. My wife Beth and I have been commissioning pictures of yours maybe longer than anyone. Wouldn't you agree with that?
Can you hear Andy, Daisy?
No.
No.
Oh, no. Well, tell her I love her and tell her thank you.
How come she can't?
Don't worry about it, Kenny. Don't worry your pretty little head about it.
Well, Daisy, Andy said that he's been commissioning your murals and artwork for longer than anybody.
Yeah, it's true. My first commission.
I'm a big fan. You're so talented. And thank you for helping us out here.
Did you hear that?
No, what did he say?
Oh, he said that he's a big fan, and thank you so much for helping us out.
We're only 10
thanks,
bucks
Andy.
Away.
It's weird when Andy's nice.
Yeah. Isn't it weird when Andy's nice? I know.
And tell her that I'm so sorry that I couldn't prevent Ken
Andy
from
says,
ruining your life.
Andy says that he's so sorry that he was unable to prevent me from ruining your life.
Aw, I appreciate that.
I should have intervened earlier.
Andy feels that he should have intervened earlier. And if
but there was so much, there were so many good shows on TV, I just didn't get around to it.
There were so many shows on TV that he couldn't get around to it. All right. Thanks, Daisy. I don't know why you can't hear Andy. That makes no sense to me. But
Yeah. I don't know. My phone's doing something weird. I also didn't get your first two calls.
Oh, weird. Okay. Well, thank you, Daisy. Can't wait to see you.
Yeah. See you soon.
Okay. Bye-bye. All right. We are over $5,000.
I love that girl.
Andy, we are over $5,000. So the mural is now going to be officially ginormous. And for another $344, the mural will be captioned with Andy's name, King of the Zingers, Andy Breckman. It'll go right below Andy on the beach, right below his chaise lounge. King of the Zingers, Andy Breckman, because we know how much Andy loves being called King of the Zingers.
Hey, can we do this? I'll do this for $50. I want a... What do you call those airplanes that pull the little slogans and pull the little messages in the sky?
There's a name for those.
Yeah. They're not skywriters.
No, they're not skywriters. You know, I haven't been able to think of the name of those either.
Okay, but those little, they always have a little message that they that
yeah, you know the airplanes that are towing an advertising.
Yeah,
message.
Little prop plane. Okay,
yeah.
So I would love a banner. It's a banner plane. These are banners in
banner
the sky.
Banner planes.
I would love a big banner above us in the sky to say, hey, mailman, comma, stop slagging off. Oh, no. Hey, mailman, get to work.
Nope.
I have a question.
Yes.
No can
yes.
do. No
question.
No
why
can
can't,
do.
Why?
Because I get to veto any of these incredibly idiotic.
But what's your problem?
Because the mailmen who help WFMU every day.
Yeah.
I don't want to antagonize them. I can't antagonize them. They're the mailmen and mailwomen who handle the WFMU swag. So we're not going to piss them off.
And sorry,
But you got to show a little background, Ken. I mean, the mural will be facing the post office, won't it?
Yes, it will. But right now, the important thing is that we...
How about this? Forever stamps are a scam.
No can do. But we want
to... Jeez, old Pete, Ken, grow a pair.
We do want to... I've grown a pair, Andy. Yeah, I have a few pairs. But no, it's not quite okay, right. So Mike from Cranford, he pledged enough for a nomination. He wanted.
I don't mean in jars of formaldehyde in your basement. I mean on your body.
Well, I think I came with a pair, so all those pairs I've been growing in jars. The jar pairs don't count.
For $50, we'd like to see proof that Ken has grown a pair on the mural.
800-989-9368, and What are we? We are $385 away from the mural being captioned. With Andy, he hates being called King of the Zingers, so it's going to say King of the Zingers, Andy Breckman.
Fine.
Below his chaise lounge, so everybody will always know that this is Andy Breckman.
I have a question.
Not everybody, just people riding up and down Montgomery Street. Not everybody.
I have a logistical question.
Go ahead, Michelle.
If someone pledges $100, is that them also seconding their own idea?
No, of course.
No.
Yes.
They can't.
Yes.
No, they can't second.
Not even
their
for $100?
No,
it's like
Ken,
making $250 pledges.
Okay, fine.
Fine.
Ken, okay. What are you? You're
right.
Turning away money now? You're rolling in money that
much? Thank you, Mike in Cranford. He wanted a Cybertruck or Elon Musk also on the mural.
Let's do it. Let's put that on the menu.
Also in a mankini. So Elon Musk on the mural in a mankini. That's up. That's up. If three more people pledge $50 and vote for that, then
how about Don McLean being eaten by a shark out in the on the ocean?
Well, that's far away. The ocean is far, far away in the mural. But yeah, that's fine by
me. It could be. It's a giant shark.
Yes.
It's a big shark.
Oh, like the Meg. You know the Meg.
Yeah, like the Meg.
Yeah. Dan in Hoboken, highlight of the week for me, maybe not so much for Andy. Jordan in Bud Lake, listen to this, Andy. You and me always manage to make Jordan smile every Wednesday. Keep spreading the love.
Is that a good thing?
That is a good thing.
Well, Jordan's smile is kind of a creepy smile. I've seen Jordan's smile.
Have you seen the movie Smile? Those are
kind of scares me,
are some creepy smiles.
How about Don McLean being eaten by a shark and he's singing Bye Bye Miss Amah. It's Bye Bye Miss Amah because he's being eaten.
I'm all for it. Pledge $50 and it'll be nominated.
It'll be on the menu?
No, it'll be nominated, and then according to the rules you made up, three more people have to pledge $50 to get it on the menu.
It's not worth it.
Now, I'm just trying to get Andy's name on this thing. That's the most important thing.
And I want your name on it.
We're $144 away. Oh, we are now $94 away from Andy's name being emblazoned at the bottom. $94 away. 800-989-9368. WFMU.org is the web address. Our old record fair pal, Dennis M. in the Bronx, says, how about this? Ken's also on the beach with a MAGA hat, walking a dog that is attempting to remove Andy's mankini. Just like the old Coppertone ad, while the Beach Boys are in the background laughing and pointing, only Brian Wilson is looking in the opposite direction. Sounds great, Dennis.
I love it. I love it all. Down to the Brian Wilson turning the other way. I love it all.
Jeff
How
in
about
Brooklyn.
This? Here's all I'm asking.
Yeah.
Okay, for $50. It's another $50. I want this on the menu. Michelle, make a note.
Another $50 pledge for Andy. And this does not come out of your soaking, my friend.
Okay.
Just shut up. Let me talk. It says WFMU in big letters across the whole top of it, across the sky. Big letters. And then underneath WFMU, it should say, God forgive us.
Repeat that for me one more time because it's unbelievable.
It says WFMU in big letters across the top, across the sky.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Across the upper portion of the
yes.
of the mural, and then underneath it would say, "May God forgive us."
That's worth $50 for Andy to.
Okay, that's what I need.
I need
three more people to second that. $50.
Oh,
how funny is that?
So many great ideas, though, that you could go to the.
Yeah,
web.
But I like. It's funny. I like mine the best.
Onyx had a great suggestion. He wants two guys hiding behind the palm tree spying on Andy through binoculars.
Oh, that'd be great.
Yeah.
So it becomes like a little espionage movie.
Yeah.
800-989-9368. Hey, Ken, maybe they're spies from rival radio stations out to steal our secrets.
Oh, man, we are only $44 away from Andy's name being attached to the great mural. $44 at 800-989-9368 or WFMU.org. Thank you.
Wait, but I need people to second my WFMU big banner across the sky.
Nah, you don't. Jeff in Brooklyn, thank you very much. Kev Licky, thank you. Every Wednesday night he gets the help he needs.
Oh, that's great. Okay, good. 800-989-9368. Say, I want to second, third, or fourth Andy's suggestion.
And Ewan in San Francisco, California, with a great Swag for Life place. Thank you, Ewan.
Thank you, Ewan. I mean that. I'm not being sarcastic.
800-989-9368. Let's see where we're at. We're still $44 away. 800-989-9368 is the phone number. And come on, friends, let's get there.
Ken, have you ever seen your daughter paint you?
I believe she has, yeah.
I can't wait to see her rendition of you.
All right, we got two votes for listener Onyx's idea.
Which is what?
Oh, the binoculars.
Yeah. One vote left for that one.
One vote left for Onyx. Oh, thank you, Onyx.
Is there anyone voting? Is there anyone seconding my suggestion?
No.
Nah.
Okay, it has to be. We have to identify the building. WFMU has to. It has to be on the mural.
Why?
Because we want people to know, you know, when they're firebombing the building, what they're destroying.
No, but people will know where to turn for Dunkin' Donuts. You turn right after you pass the fat balding Jew, or if you're trying to get to the post office. People will tell each other, oh, if you get to the fat balding Jew, you've gone too far.
Thank you. Thank you for referring to me as balding, as if I still have some hair left. That means the world to me.
Man,
very kind.
I'm sorry.
If I understand the rules, I think Onyx's idea is official.
All right. Onyx's idea is official.
At what level is that?
Let's put that.
Can't we just put that the full-size mural will be huge, and that can happen?
No.
Why?
No.
Okay,
we have
fine.
To.
What,
Andy's name is up
Michelle,
there.
Michelle, we're just moving these goalposts back and forth across the field.
Andy's name is up there. The next goalpost is me with a MAGA hat poking a dead dog.
We've already done that.
No, we haven't.
Michelle?
No, that's $6,000.
No, that's...
You can put Onyx's idea up at $6,500. Put Onyx's idea up at $6,500.
Oh, I see. I see how you're doing
it. It's all there.
Okay.
It's all
so
on
now,
the playlist
I see.
Page.
So the $50 just puts it on the target list.
Right.
I see.
Right.
Okay. So we have. So how much more until we have you with a MAGA hat?
About $280.
Dear God, we could do that.
Near $280, and we have 15 minutes to go. Thank you, Chris in Ridgewood. Can't believe I got through. Staying late at work to tune in. But couldn't miss the chance to donate to my two favorite troublemakers.
Oh, that means the world.
That's you and me,
Andy. Look, for $75, Michelle, have you ever heard of a better premium than a personalized T-shirt? There's one of a kind, custom-made just for you?
Best premium ever.
Best premium ever. What are you giving this year, Michelle?
A CD of 7 inches that I wrote from the WFMU library.
It's called Size Matters,
It's called
Andy.
Size Matters, Andy.
No, seriously, what's your premium?
Great title, Size Matters.
Yeah, no, Michelle, I asked a serious question. What are you giving people that give you their hard-earned money this year?
My shining personality on my show every Tuesday.
Fine.
Okay.
You don't want to answer seriously, obviously.
We just got a nomination and a single vote. From Josh in Maplewood. Do you know anybody?
Hey, I think that's my Josh.
Yeah. And
my flesh and blood.
His idea for his idea for the mural is that Andy has clearly peed in his pants, and the mural is titled The Soaking of the Andy. Oh,
I love that one.
You know what? There must be another Josh in Maplewood.
That
can't be my Josh.
And
that's fantastic.
Two more votes for that.
Oh, shut up.
And Ava in Newport, voting
Josh.
For Onyx's idea. Michael in Albuquerque, very generous pledge. Oh, my old pal Kevin in Portland, Maine. Thank you, Kevin.
Oh, thank you, Kevin. 800-989-9368. Ken, are you up there yet?
No, we are still about...
We can't be.
We have to get to $6,000, and we're at $5,717. We are $283 away. $283 away from me.
But don't people want that t-shirt, that personalized custom-made t-shirt just for you with your name and likeness on it?
Yeah, I think they do want that. That's $75.
People really love Onyx's idea.
Yeah, it's a good idea. Onyx's idea, by the way, is that there should be two guys hiding behind the palm tree spying on Andy through binoculars.
How about my idea, WFMU, in big, bold letters across the whole top of it, and then underneath it says, may God forgive us.
It's just not getting any traction.
No traction.
Hey, president of 7 Second Delay, Pam in California.
Oh, I love her. I miss her.
Wants to amend listener Mike's idea, Musk hands Andy a drink. That's her idea. Oh, yeah.
Elon Musk is serving me a drink.
And Mike in Newport at the Bat Ranch voting for Onyx's idea and saying freeform forever. Onyx's idea is at the $6,500 level. There's the funny phone. 800-989-9368 is the phone number. Let's see where we are at. We are at 5767. Coming up on me wearing a MAGA hat, poking a sleeping dog. It's perfectly healthy.
A sleeping dog that's never getting up, right, Michelle?
Right.
Well, it's because it has narcolepsy. It's not dead. It's not a dead dog.
Yeah.
It's that dog right there. 800-989-9368.
The maggots have long ago gotten to it. It's dead.
$133 away now from me appearing.
Oh, come on, guys. This would mean the world to you. You don't want just me up there.
800-989-9368, $133. And then I appear in the mural wearing a MAGA hat, poking a dead dog with a stick.
And but then
it's not a sharp stick.
Not a sharp stick. You're not a sadist.
No, I'm not crazy. I love dogs. Thank you, Melinda. In Asheville, North Carolina. Asheville strong. Hang in there, Asheville. Thank you, Melinda.
If we get to $6,000, I'll give you the answer to tonight's riddle.
Go ahead.
What's the difference between a dead chicken in the road and a dead WFMU DJ in the road?
Well, a dead WFMU DJ is a human being, so it's like a whole nother level. You know, it's not like a dead animal.
I think the punchline might be a little snappier than that.
I mean, a dead animal in the road, you just keep driving. And you see a dead person in the road, hopefully you stop and call 911.
If we can amend the MAGA hat and just make it a hat, I will throw in the extra money to get
it. No, there's no way. That means no.
Too late.
You're such a woman.
Too late. $83.
We're going to chip in this Christmas and buy you a backbone, Michelle.
Ooh.
$83 away from me appearing in the mural wearing a MAGA hat with a retractable stick of some sort.
Retractable stick.
I mean, I wouldn't want to hurt a dog. I love dogs.
I think you killed the dog.
What makes you say that? I was nowhere near that dog.
I think you killed the dog, and now you're just making sure it's dead.
That dog was dead when I walked on the beach. I walked up to that dog, seeing, what's wrong with this dog? Is it sleeping?
It last night.
Thank you, Josh in Hoboken, voting for the soaking of the Andy. Oh, that's for Josh. That's for your son Josh's nomination. We need one more.
Oh, no.
One more vote for that.
That I really don't want to be peeing my pants.
One more vote for that. Andy would have.
No. That's not cool. Oh, that's not good.
Oh, we are over $6,000. I am on it.
Okay.
All right. The next idea is Onyx's idea. And
No. We want WFMU across Michelle.
No,
help
the
me
next
out.
The next idea. Michelle.
I have a lot going on here, Andy. I can't help you today.
Michelle, just say let's say we should identify the building. It should say WFMU.
We have already identified
Michelle,
Andy.
People respect you.
It's going to say King of the Zingers, Andy Breckman. I'm going to be also on the beach with a MAGA hat poking a dead dog. And the next threshold is $6,500. And if we can get that, then there's two guys peeking out from behind a palm tree, spying on Andy with, wait for it, binoculars.
We're incredibly close to that. $200, 800-989-9368. WFMU.org/pledge. We would love to see this mural in Jersey City of Ken and Andy doing ridiculously stupid things like they do every Wednesday on 7 Second Delay.
Right.
Oh, you're the sweetest. Hey, Michelle, I'm going to tell you the punchline. I'm just going to tell it to you because I love how you laugh. You ready?
Yes.
Okay, I really do love making
you laugh. Give the setup first.
Here's the setup. What's the difference between a dead chicken in the road and a dead WFMU DJ in the road? Do you give up, Michelle?
I give up.
There's a remote chance that the chicken was on its way to work.
That's funny.
That is funny. Oh, making you laugh. Oh, you made my day.
It's like heroin to Andy.
It is like heroin.
A gal's laugh. Hey, thank you, Laurel in Gardner, New York. Very generous pledge. Voting for Onyx.
No, and why? And it means nothing.
Getting us close to the Onyx idea. Two spies, they're spies, peeking out from behind a palm tree.
So close.
Spying on Andy through binoculars.
It beats me with like some urine stains on my pants. I guess I shouldn't complain.
Alan in Montville, a very generous pledge, says, glove the show. Thank you, Alan.
Thank you, Alan.
Here we go. Oh, my God, we're only $83 away from Onyx's idea now. Oh, this would be so great.
That's a stupid idea. And it's not even clever. It's not controversial. It's not subversive.
It adds a whole nother element to the mural.
But you're not identifying the building. You have a whole mural. It should say WFMU on
Andy, let me explain to you what it'll be like if that goes up there. People will be giving directions.
Oh.
People will be giving directions to other residents of Jersey City. How do you get to the Taco Bell on Montgomery Street? Oh, it's straight down Montgomery Street. But if you pass the fat, bald Jew with two guys looking at him through binoculars, you've gone too far. Go back half a block.
I care what the denizens of the local Taco Bell think of me.
And then they'll go on to say, why are they spying on him? Who are those two spies working for? Are they from the KGB? Are they from the CIA?
Well, maybe they're spying on the guy. Maybe they're spying on the dog murderer, on the guy poking the dog.
Nah, I don't think so. Hey, President Pam checking in again. Thank you, President Pam.
Wait, seconding what?
She wanted to veto the MAGA hat. That's her idea.
Too late, baby.
To veto the MAGA hat. But
because she could be. Well, she could veto, I think, in broad strokes, the idea, the general ideas for the show.
She's also voting for you peeing in your mankini, and then the.
That's official now.
And then it being called the soaking of the Breckman. And let's see where we're at. Last we checked, we were $83 away from Onyx's idea, two spies peeking out. Still $83 away. 800-989-9368. Come on. Somebody pledge $83. So Onyx is a kid. This is all he wants. Onyx is a kid. Come on.
Oh. This is all he wants. This is his wish.
This is all he wants in life. 800.
He's got nothing. This is all he has. Well, okay, 800-989-9368. I mean, another reason to pledge the $83 is you'll get your customized T-shirt.
$58 away now. $58 away from Onyx's idea. $58. 800-989-9368. My own lovely daughter, the official artist, pledging $50. Also in favor of vetoing the MAGA hat to any other non-political silly hat.
Oh, come on, no.
And Perry in New York, thank you very much. Oh, we have done it. Onyx's idea is on the board.
Excellent.
Onyx's idea, we've done it. Congratulations, Onyx and Mike and Ava. Chris in California, let's get Onyx's idea. The Perrin family checking in, also voting against the MAGA hat. I think it has to go up there. Oh, my God, the next threshold is Andy's son's idea. $7,000. Andy has peed his mankini, and the mural is titled The Soaking of the Andy. Oh my God! And we only have three minutes to go. And it's $418. Wait, all we need is one person to pledge $420. That's $35 a month. Come on, the $35 a month pledge, and then Andy gets a big old stain in his mankini, and the whole mural, it brings it all home. The mural is titled The Soaking of the Breckman, 800-989-9368.
Don't do that. I veto. Pam and I veto.
Too late. Stephen in Brooklyn says, go, Andy. Oops, I meant go to hell. Oh, my God. My son Harry pledging again, the third and the fourth, soaking of the... He wants the mankini wet. He wants the mural titled Soak. It's $492 away and 2 minutes
no,
to go.
No. That's not good.
We're coming in on it.
Bad.
No, it's got to be less
than
400.
No, not on a mural.
Oh, my God. Did we pass it? 66? No, we have to get to $700. Okay, so we are at $492 away.
We just got another pledge, a T-shirt size pledge.
Thank you, Greg in Virginia. I can't do math while I'm screaming. Greg in Virginia, thank you very much.
No, we play the theme song.
$892. Sorry, 800-989-9368. Oh, man, I wish I had somebody doing the math. We are... What, $442 away?
We'll never make it.
$442. We have a minute.
You don't want me stained on a billboard. What's my son think? What did I do? What's he working through? Josh, go find a good therapist.
Thank you, this Mojo. Mojo in Brooklyn, who was in favor of Dennis M's idea. 800-989-9368 is the phone number. And we are counting down, 53 seconds to go. We need that $35 a month pledge. Please, somebody, make that $35 a month pledge so we can bring it all home.
Oh, please, no.
The mural will be titled The Soaking of the Breckman, suggested by Andy's own son, Josh. His mankini gets a big old stain in it.
We got it.
We got it. Did we really get it?
No, we
Someone's
don't.
Someone's on the phone right now pledging.
Somebody got
no,
did it.
No, we don't,
Andy.
Michelle.
We
Michelle,
got
you're
it.
You're just, Michelle, you're hallucinating.
Did
I'm
we
not.
Really, did we get it? Really?
Yes,
35?
I put it in the machine.
Oh, right. We are there, Andy. We are there.
I don't know why the machine's not counting it. Oh, there we go.
There we go. We are over $7,000. Oh, it's going to be an epic mural.
Michelle, is that confirmed?
Yes, it's confirmed.
It's confirmed. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU
That's
Mount
not
Hope.
Cool,
in
man.
New York City and Rockland County at 91.9.
Listener Jeff, thank you,
well,
listener
I give
Jeff.
And I give every week.
Thank you, Jeff, for getting over that Josh Breckman threshold. It shall be called The Soaking of the Breckman. And thank you to Jeremiah for the newsletter. Thanks to Daisy for all her hard work on the show. Thank you, Michelle, for being there tonight. Michelle's about to pass out. And this is the 2025 WFMU Fundraising Marathon. Andy, thank you so much for phoning it in yet again.
You're welcome. Oh,
will we see you in person next week?
No, don't put my name up there if it's going to be stained.
Will you see? Are you going to be here in person next week?
I'll be there, but don't put my name on the mural. Daisy, let's talk about it. Daisy.
Keep calling. Weekly World Blues is next with Matt Fiveash.
Sound of the blues scale. The blues scale is very simple, very useful, but also very simple to build. All you have to do is know your minor pentatonic scales. So in this case, I was playing A.
The blues come so many different ways until it's kind of hard to explain.
Green, my potato red. Thought you were my friend till I caught you